spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thank you, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. MVP today, champs of the day, are Jake Asman and Andrew Carlson, man. They've been holding it down here on their own. No pun intended there, Dynamo fans, or why not? Hashtag hold it down. They've done it. Great job by those two guys. By the way, I have to leave in 10 minutes, Andrew, because I have an ultimate frisbee match I got to call tonight.
Not you, too. Yeah. What happened? What's going on here?
That is crazy, man. Well, you know, it may be interesting. I think it's down at the rugby stadium. That's what
Correct.
Jake
yes,
was saying.
Yes, the Sabercats, yeah.
Okay. Well, it makes me think of a lot of things when I think of ultimate frisbee. There's a lot of sort of side hustles that sometimes go along with Ultimate Frisbee. All right, I'm going to start it off here tonight by reminding you, show's presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Got a lot of great guests tonight. Really excited about a lot of these interviews. Jordi Sunyer, TV3 in Barcelona, as everybody knows. Barcelona are the La Liga champions. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on over there in Barcelona. The party is going to continue tomorrow. They're going to present the trophy at their game on Saturday. But I'm going to ask in this interview, some pretty compelling stuff about where Barcelona is as a club, the aesthetics of the way they play, because it was clearly a defensive sort of base that was built by Xavi here, very different to the days when him and Iniesta and Messi were tearing apart everybody and anybody. The big question, though, to Jordi, and I think you'll hear some interesting answers to this, is Lionel Messi, will he return to Barcelona? And I'm not going to tip anybody off on that right now. David Fletcher is the president of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. They're bringing Manchester United and Real Madrid to Houston. By the way, that along with Gold Cup, you can get tickets now, lsse.net, or you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Now, I've already heard for the Mexico-Honduras doubleheader at Energy in CONCACAF Gold Cup, there's over 50,000, and I think David verifies that. That's a great matchup for Houston because as much as there's a ton of Mexican and El Tri fans here, as we know, there's also a ton of Honduran fans here. And, you know, Argentina to Mexico is what Mexico is to Honduras. It's the giant you want to slay, right? And who knows, maybe La Panterita and Albert Elise will be back. Buzz Carrick is thirddegree.net, independent. He does a good job covering FC Dallas as the Dynamo were taking on FC Dallas this weekend. Texas Derby, it's rivalry week in Major League Soccer. The question remains, where will the goals come? I'm going to break down some of the things we saw in the last game, which may be positive, which lead to some interesting questions. But the Dynamo have one goal in three games now. Now, granted, they've had two games where they've been playing down a number of men. We stream at ESPN975.com. You can call me. I would suggest you do it in the next two segments because we're going to be interview-based after that. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call here tonight. And there's a lot of topics on the table. By the way, Jim Brown, the legendary NFL player, movie actor, activist, Syracuse University, played a ton of different sports, including, which I had heard this before, and I had to be kind of rebooted on this. He was a lacrosse player as well. So this guy was just a multi-sport, amazing athlete. In the music world, the Smiths bassist, we lost him. And I got to remember what his name is. It's not off the top of my tongue here right now. I think it's Richard... he's pretty young too. Pretty young guy, which is really sad. It's just crazy. Andy Rourke, excuse me, 59 years old. Yeah, he's young. Was announced by guitarist Johnny Marr, but the Smiths resonated with a lot of people during my day. They really did. Great band.
All right, so that's kind of the lineup for tonight. World Cup history. Let's get into that right now, brought to you by Soccer Matters. Could this have been the birth of the beautiful game? And I'm talking about rewinding to 1970. You go south from Houston to Azteca Stadium, the World Cup being hosted by Mexico. Maybe for me, one of the most defining team goals in a World Cup final. It's Brazil against Italy. Azteca Stadium is packed. Brazil is up 3-1, toying with the Italians at this point. The final exclamation point of this game comes with, I think it's a 9-pass buildup. Jairzinho then plays a ball across the 18 to Pelé at the top of the box. He holds it up. He creates the time for the legendary center back, Carlos Alberto, to come steaming in past him on the right, and he hits an absolute laser into the far side netting. He lashes it in, and that's the final goal in a 4-1 Brazil World Cup final win. Some say that's the greatest team ever. Obviously, these things are debatable, but Jogo Bonito, we love you. And those were amazing. I mean, they were playing soccer at a different level back then. World Cup history brought to you by Soccer Matters. We here at Soccer Matters remind you the World Cup is coming to Houston in 2026. I know Andrew Carlson's still pinching himself about it, and so am I. When I say that, it's kind of amazing to believe, but this is also the reason why we have to honor all the big content that has come through Energy Stadium. And I go back to Jamie Roots when he first got here. He went to Bob McNair, and I have to believe really enlightened him to the opportunity that existed with content. And one of the first games ever there was Everton in Club America. It's not well attended, but there was some test matches that had to be played. And then, of course, the globalization and the growth of branding in America, which is a very important place for clubs like Real Madrid and Manchester United to come. Now, by the way, for all of you right now just going, oh, Glenn, those are glorified friendlies. Why would I want to go see them? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. Number one is you don't get to see them in America. But number two, you have to consider this. There's going to be new players there. There may be a new coach. And this is very close to the beginning of their season. So this is no joke stuff when these guys come to Houston. So for those who think, you know, it's a stroll in the park. No, it's now a paid endorsed piece of preseason to get you ready. And we all know how many coaches will say, well, we didn't have a good preseason. We got off to a bad start. You hear that a lot. So I would suggest you get your tickets, LSSE.net and also at Ticketmaster. And then the Gold Cup, I mean, look, I get it. Mexico, Honduras, that's sold over 50,000 tickets already. But there's also some other really cool storylines. So Dynamo fans that like Coco Carrasquilla will see him playing a prime part of Panama in that tournament. You got the Gold Cup. I would assume Alfonso Davies is going to be there with Canada, who's a star with Bayern Munich and scored, I think, his first ever goal for Canada. I think I actually had the call of that. It may have been in Houston. It may have been in a different market, but he did score at the Shell Energy Stadium. I do know that. All right. 713-780-3776. I'm going to ask you after I read you this soundbite. Are you a spectator or are you a fan? Are you hearing that question? Are you a spectator and are you a fan? So listen to this quote. I would have played this if it was in English, but I'm going to read a quote from Marcelo Bielsa. And this is something special. This one, you know, there's a lot of garbage out there. Let's face it. We got to shift and swift and get through, you know, a lot of these leading headlines and these, you know, this clickbait and the amount of people that put things out that are just, you know, as obvious as, you know, it's like saying, hey, the Dynamo need to be better in attack. That's what we heard. Yeah, no kidding, Sherlock. All right, so here's the quote. Marcelo Bielsa, who just took the job at Uruguay and had the job at Leeds. Now, remember, guys like Pep Guardiola have made pilgrimages to Argentina to sit and talk with Bielsa, who has, you know, kind of a Obi-Wan Kenobi feel about him, right? Because of the way he looks at the game. So here's Bielsa's quote, and I start. Football belongs to the fans and the player. There are those of us who are between the fans and the players. I refer to coaches, journalists, and players. I think that coaches, journalists, and directors are the worst in football. This can be verified. Football has more and more audiences, but every day it looks less what makes a fan fall in love with the game. Less like what makes a fan fall in love with the game. The 3-minute clips of the highlights of matches is not football. It is like if you lived with your wife only on Saturday nights. Again, this is Marcelo Bielsa. That way, no marriage would fail. If you only watch football in 3-minute highlight clips, how can you not like it? But that is being a spectator. Okay, this is my question. That is being a spectator. Being a fan is something else. And football survives because of the fan. For football to continue in force, we have to avoid destroying it. And I believe that coaches, directors, journalists, we do everything as possible to make football worse every day. And we are achieving this from my point of view. That is a scathing, big-time hit on the world of football right now from Marcelo Bielsa. Andrew, a thought on that. That was pretty stunning when I heard this and read this.
The sport is not what it was 10 years ago. It's not what it was 20 years ago, Glenn. And it gives you a very grim picture for what it could like with the commercialization and everything else that's going on 10, 20 years in the future. I mean, you look at what's going on in Europe already with clubs like City and Chelsea. They're trying to buy up other clubs. City already has. City owns a club in Brazil. The City Football Group owns multiple clubs across the world. And it just, it takes away from what the game, for me at least, is meant to be. It's meant to be the people's game, and it feels like it's almost every day becoming less and less such a thing. And as someone who is a fan who grew up loving the sport and has continued to love it to this day, it's frustrating to see some of that stuff continue to sink its teeth further and further into a game that I've loved so much.
Well, when I talk to you, and that's the difference between when I first got to know you when you were first doing this show, and when I heard the detail that you were watching Arsenal games, I knew you were a real fan, not just a fly-by-nighter. Now, the question is who are we going after at MLS games? Are we going after spectators who love the 3-minute hit, or are we going after really authentic fans? And, I mean, you could even ask that question to the Houston Dynamo. I think there's probably both down there currently, but there's one thing for sure. There's not enough of either. 713-780-3776. Spectator or fan? Which are you? And by the way, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a spectator because everybody has a choice. The question is, are we catering too much to that side of the wheel? Now, look, we all know that if we go to Central America or we go to South America, you are going to see a lot more authentic fans because they don't have the other opportunities, choices, and they are ingrained provincially with their hometown clubs and passed down through generations. So we may be a little bit young in that category. Are you a fan or a spectator? 713-780-3776. It's a Friday night special edition here of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Jesse Marsh, there's a lot of rumors saying he's expected to be the next new U.S. national team coach. Consider this. I hear people, oh, you know, why Jesse Marsh? He's on the arena train. He's on the Bob Bradley train. He's been at Leeds. Oh, he should be taking another club. Yeah, but consider this. Can you imagine being the next guy who gets this team with this talent base, with a new commitment from Follerin Balogun, who is at Reims in France to address the striker position on loan from Arsenal? You are not going to get another opportunity to be a head coach of a U.S. national team with this young talent, which is going to continue to get seasoned and have it in your home country. So just think about that with Jesse Marsh. We got Dynamo Talk, FC Dallas. We got some Mexican League. What a game last night, Club America and Chivas. And you won't believe who the goal scorer was if you didn't watch that game. Taking a break here. It's Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And, oh, yeah, we'll talk about that little team called Manchester City. They're not bad.
into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it's the legendary John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You got to have the best if you need representation. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they are the presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters here in Houston and Austin, by the way. And we really appreciate the Daspit Law Firm. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, you go to one firm. It is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They will fight for your right for compensation. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, DaspitLaw.com. Quick word here also for the Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats. You get them at Lamont Brands. Our good friends Jerry and Mel Lamont, they served our country, ex-Marines, but just the nicest guys you'll ever meet. They've got a great business down there, and they got on board with our pediatric cancer initiative, so... it's LamontBrands.com. T-shirts, hats to benefit the pediatric cancer and the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. Okay, as we welcome you back, we do remind you again, summer soccer, Gold Cup, June and July, starting with a doubleheader, which is going to be unbelievable. You got the doubleheader between, that's, you know, the high wire act is Mexico against Honduras. There's already 50,000 tickets out for that. And then you've got July 26th, Manchester United and Real Madrid. And Andrew just reminded me in commercial break, Manchester United a couple days prior are going to be at MetLife Stadium, you said?
Yeah, MetLife Stadium. They play Arsenal that Saturday.
That then, little team called Arsenal.
Yeah, it'll be a fun summer for any United fan if they want to travel the country and watch their team play.
I think it's going to be a fun summer for Andrew Carlson, who's going to get to see his team a couple of times. So. Arsenal is going to be in New York, MetLife. That's my stomping grounds. So when you're in that parking lot, you'll know that when I was a teenager, I was going to Cosmos games there. Probably looks a little different. Tickets at LSSE.net. That's Lone Star Sports and Entertainment.net and Ticketmaster. All right, we have to hit what is a team playing football at a completely different level right now. We go back to Manchester City, just absolutely annihilating and ripping apart Real Madrid.
Kyle Walker, Kevin De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva is in, and scores! First blood to Manchester City! Here's Grealish, and here's Gundogan! Bernardo Silva! Manchester City 2, Real Madrid 0! De Bruyne. It's flicked out of it! It's Mavalakanchi! Score your first goal for Manchester City. Foden. And here's Alvarez. That's how to round off one of the great nights in the history of your football club. Real Madrid have not just been beaten tonight.
They've been dismembered. He didn't finish his sentence. You had a good cut there. All right, so look, I mean, it's pretty crazy. Riyad Mahrez coming off the bench. Julian Alvarez coming off the bench, who scores a goal. Who had that fantastic World Cup. Interesting, right? Because Julian Alvarez kind of replaced Lautaro Martinez at the World Cup and shined. Lautaro Martinez now is shining for Inter Milan, who got past AC Milan and will be the opponent for Manchester City. And for all you right now who are out there going, oh, there's no stopping City, I'm a little in agreement with that. But don't forget, it's a 90-minute game, and you got strikers of the quality of Lautaro Martinez. And you got a guy that at any given moment can throw a few people off him and score a goal in a battery ram named Romelu Lukaku. So Inter Milan didn't get to this stage by not being a good team. And it is only a 90-minute game. So, you know, a call here or there. So I've never been a fan of this, oh, okay, that's it. The Champions League is over. You can lean that way, I guess, and you can say that. It's your prerogative. But I've seen too many things occur where it goes totally against the grain of what is expected.
And when you have so much time to prepare and focus on this one singular match, Glenn, it's entirely different than, let's say, if Inter and City were playing this weekend. I think that the – obviously, in any scenario, I think the scales are tipped in City's favor. But when you're talking about all of a sudden these teams have time to rest and prepare and focus singularly on that one opponent for multiple weeks, I think it evens the playing field just ever so slightly. And you know how Italian teams defend, Glenn. They're not going to make it easy for Manchester City by any means.
No, and listen, Man City's been hit on the counterattack before, okay? They have so much of the ball, they get overcommitted. The intensity of the concentration of those that, quote-unquote, are not involved, because there's no such thing as not being involved mentally, but the ones that, you know, center backs or a holding midfielder, whoever's there, that intensity is just ratcheted up when the ball's lost, because, you know, you can't just all of a sudden switch it on. You have to be there already. And the way these guys think and play the game is just... To me, it's just it's just remarkable. I mean, we'll see. Now about Bernardo Silva. I mean, everybody talks De Bruyne, Haaland. How good is that guy? I mean, how good has he been? There's just so many players on this team that have contributed in so many different ways. What about the John Stones role? Guy's playing center back for a while. All of a sudden, he's on the arc of the 18, and he's like the playmaker. And I'm like, hey, Stones, how'd you get up there? You know, I mean, and this is by design by Pep Guardiola.
And they're all humble enough to accept or play basically whatever role that Pep wants to slot them in. I don't think that's an accident. Pep has clearly recruited the profile of a type of player who will be willing and humble enough to accept, hey, some days I'm going to start on the bench. Some days I'm going to be rotated. Some days I may be playing in a position that I'm not super familiar with. And it takes a special type of personality at the top level of sport to be able to accept that sort of variability on a day-to-day basis. And you can say whatever you want about City, but Pep has done it, and their group have done a fantastic job of recruiting the personality profile to fit what he wants to do.
Yeah, I love the keyboard warriors who come out with, of course he can coach well. Look at the players he has, you know. I mean, look, it's challenging to coach AAA category players with monster egos and keep them on the same page. I would say that we have to commend him for that. And by the way, Real Madrid spends some money. So do a few other clubs in the world. I mean, I don't think it's only Manchester City, although they're right at the top. I get it. But it's just a moot point to me. That's just probably jealousy. By the way, Xavi came out and had kind of very respectful comment about Real Madrid and, you know, not judging them because of this one result. And who would? But this was a team on another level in Manchester City. It was remarkable to watch it. By the way, Jack Grealish, here's another guy. When he first went there from Aston Villa, I'm going, man, he doesn't seem – this doesn't – yes, I know he's talented. He's incredibly gifted. His personality didn't seem maybe to click in Pep's system, and then yet his personality is actually added to Pep's system. You know, and this is something that Guardiola must have seen. But it's not only his footballing, it's kind of the joie de vivre he has, and, you know, he's always enjoying the game, he's taking people on, he's making stuff happen. I absolutely love that signing. Okay, I want to get you, and Andrew, you're going to like this one. Well, San Diego's coming to MLS in 2025. I think we talked about that with Jake. $500 million. If you look at the Egyptian owner, comes from a huge family money from Alexandria in Egypt, and his family has ties with a bunch of major corporations from around the world to distribute in Egypt. He himself does not live in Egypt. He and his family live in Mayfair, England, and I believe he's been a Department of Transportation member of the English government. So this is really, really interesting stuff. But, I don't know where or when it's going to stop. I think it's going to keep going. Fuller and Balogun chose to play with the U.S. national team. Now, he's on loan in France from Arsenal. He's at Reims. He has 19 goals and 34 appearances. He's got more goals than Neymar and Lionel Messi, for what that matters. Messi's got a few more assists than him, though. I think he's got 15. Tab Ramos had him on the under-18 national team, and he zoomed in on a couple of things. Tab said the type of runs he makes, He said he's also a guy that will sacrifice for the team. Presses, will work when the ball's lost. I mean, this is, what, 21 years old?
21 years old.
Yeah, 21 years old. So Todd Ramos gave nothing, having worked with him with the under-18s, but a really, really big thumbs up to Fuller and Balogun. I mean, this is so exciting because, look, point of contention going into the World Cup. Who's going to be the center forward? One guy didn't even make it that we thought was going, who got him there and helped get him there through qualifying, which was Ricardo Pepi, right? We thought Ferreira was probably going to be the number one, and out of nowhere, it's PFOC, right?
Yeah, and look, this has been a hole in the United States squad for what seems like close to a decade plus now, Glenn. Like, ever since Clint Dempsey, who he wasn't the classic nine, but he played up top for the United States a lot. Ever since he sort of hit the downslope of his career, there hasn't really been someone to take up the mantle of playing up top and up front for the United States. And do we know if Flo is going to end up being that guy? I don't think anyone knows that, but he has got a better profile and a better pedigree than anyone I can remember in a long, long time playing up there for our national team. And it's exciting. Like, look, you just mentioned it, Glenn, 19 goals at the age of 21 in Ligue 1. Like, that's an incredible return for any striker, let alone a 21-year-old player who's on loan from the English Premier League. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable, and I think that he is going to feast with some of the opportunities that he's given against some of these CONCACAF nations.
Well, let's not forget, he picked the U.S. over England and Nigeria. Yeah. Okay, now, he's got his reasons, which, you know, come down to a lot of different things. I got to think that there's part of this is that there is a connection to these guys, and this young group of guys to me are very appealing. I said that before the last World Cup. We do have to learn how to pace ourselves in a World Cup because I think we blew it out in the first three games. And if we are going to play this pressing system over a short amount of games in 8 days or 9 days, whatever it is, there's going to have to be some sort of solution to not blowing out all your best players, because I don't think there was any question that Dest, Tyler Adams, these guys were tired come the Netherlands game. I mean, they might have gotten a boost of adrenaline if they had scored first. But anyway, that'll be for Jesse Marsh or whoever is the next head coach of the U.S. national team. All right, I'm going to switch gears here. I'm going to go to the preliminary Mexico roster for Nations League, semis in June. 40 men for Diego Coca, the coach. No Chucky Lozano, who injured his knee, poor guy, after Napoli wins the title. He hurt his knee on May 7th against Fiorentina. No Chicharito. And from a local standpoint, no Houston Dynamo Hector Herrera. So it's probably signaling a few things there. Big names now include Santiago Jimenez of the Dutch champions Feyenoord. Now, if you remember, there was a big push for him to be included by Tata Martino. And a lot of people say Tata made a mistake. Salernitana goalkeeper Guillermo Ochoa. I mean, at what point is he going to give the mantle up? Edson Alvarez of Ajax. Jesus Tecatito Corona, who missed the World Cup due to injury, is back in the mix. So that's a good one for him. On to the Houston Dynamo. All right, so we had the call here. You want to play the one goal? Because when this goal is scored by Minnesota United, the Dynamo are, to me, in complete control, looking very good here, getting into the attack, because Ben Olsen has decided in this game to go with a front three of Nelson Quiñones, who's got pace from Colombia on loan. He goes with the new signing they paid over $2 million for, Ibrahim Aliyu, the Nigerian, who had some really good flashes, and then a very tired Corey Baird. So here's what the goal sounded like. It comes off a mistake, Escobar with a bad back pass.
Well, it's a bad back pass there. It went to Fragapani. It's a chance here for Minnesota United to go up, and they do. What a nightmare. Longwane has picked up an errant ball after the Dynamo in total control of this game. This will go down as a self-inflicted mistake, and Minnesota United has taken a 1-0 lead here in St. Paul.
All right, so what did we learn from the Dynamo 1-0 loss at Minnesota? Now, remember, they went into this game without Hector Herrera and Amin Bassi. Amin Bassi got replaced by with more of a winger type as opposed to inverted type. I also think Quiñones, being right-footed on the left side of the field, that's a little bit of a challenge, and it does negate some of your vertical ability in some ways. But, all right, so, yeah, what did we learn from this game? Well, we learned that I believe very much that Ibrahim Aliyu has a lot in him. By the way, this guy's hardly been here 2 weeks. He's been thrust right into it because that shows you the urgency of trying to get this right from a goal-scoring perspective for Ben Olsen. On the other hand, it's Major League Soccer. As long as you're within striking distance come the summertime in July, I mean, you're never out of it in this league until maybe 2 weeks left in the season. I mean, let's be honest. But they're looking for, you know, sooner rather than later, you have to score goals. And the urgency increases here now because defending-wise, you know, you're not winning games 1-0 now. You're losing games 1-0. So it accelerates it, right? So this attack had far more verticality. It had far more threat behind an opponent. That forces them to respect the Dynamo in a little bit different way with their line of confrontation, which maybe creates a little bit more space for you in midfield. These two guys are flyers, Quiñones and Aliyu, kind of reminiscent of the Kyoto Elise kind of days. Aliyu had some great flashes. There was one moment where he got a ball to his feet. He dummied it, let it go through his legs, spun off the guy, and took off. Now, I have not seen a Dynamo player running with the ball that I knew was not going to be caught from the halfway line in a long time. I mean, I'm calling this game, and I'm like, wow, that's something I haven't seen in a long time. That stood out to me in a big, big way. Then, to make it even better, he gets to the 18, and he squares a beautiful ball and hits the feet of Carrasquilla right at the top of the box. So it doesn't end with a ball skewering away. It's a refined pass that finds the feet of Coco Carrasquilla, who hits a good shot that was going in that was saved. It's fabulous. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we need. We need it from the standpoint of penetration, width. We need it from the standpoint of excitement, energy. It was exciting. So he had a lot of great flashes. He also fended off a defender and hit the post running into the channel. Nearly had a goal. But he's the most exciting player that the Dynamo have in the attacking position right now. And he's been there here less than 2 weeks. Now, possibility exists. At what point does the attacking three maybe get set a little bit more consistently as a basis with... Could he and Quiñones play wide with Sebas in the middle? That means a big switch from being a narrow inverted team to a team that will focus a little bit more on width. Now, could Aliyu be the key to the revival of Sebas? Only Ben Olsen knows it. He's the coach. He's got the tough choices here to make. Would he switch his tactics to a more wide game? But it does open up possibility, which is great. That's exciting. It's great for all of us. First win in 7 for Minnesota. Dynamo are at Dallas, who have beaten Austin FC in Vancouver. Jesus Ferreira's got 3 goals in 2 games right now. We're going to have a Buzz Carrick on from ThirdDegree.net to talk about that game a little bit. We've got David Fletcher from Lone Star Sports and Entertainment with the big Real Madrid-Manchester United game. And we also have my great friend from Barcelona. This is a great interview. You don't want to miss this. Jordi Sunyer, TV3. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, a quick word here for LamontBrands.com. If you go to LamontBrands.com, you can get the T-shirts for the show, the hats, all the proceeds to the 501c charity, Snowdrop Foundation. What a summer of soccer we have coming. Real Madrid and Manchester United. Can you believe it? Right here in Houston, you have an opportunity to see it. That, coupled with the Gold Cup, is going to give fans a huge opportunity to see a bunch of global stars. Houston's Energy Stadium, Shell Energy Stadium, hosting 7 big matches on 4 dates. Real Madrid and Manchester United lead the way. They arrive on the Champions Tour in the Copa de Lone Star. This will be at Energy Stadium. Unreal opportunity to catch these two historic clubs. By the way, Manchester United formed in 1878, Real Madrid in 1902.
And yes, they've won a few Champions League titles between them. What an opportunity to catch these historic clubs in our backyard in Houston. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster, LSSE.net, which is Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. And the headman of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment joining us right now, he's David Fletcher. David, thank you very much for coming on the program.
It's a great privilege to be with you, my friend. And it's always fun to be talking about these incredible summer of soccers that we've had here in Houston. Another one is upon us and might be arguably our biggest yet.
Well, we've done this a few times, and it's always pretty fun because of the brands and the global nature of these teams that come in, and it's pretty unbelievable. So I want to get right into it. Already today, you've been with Manchester United doing a site sort of tour.
Yeah, its teams are here ahead of the July 26th match between United and Real Madrid, part of the Soccer Champions Tour and Copa del Lone Star. And you know, Glenn, these things don't happen in a vacuum. They don't happen overnight. We're very excited to see United here getting some work done. They have been to our building before. This is their third trip to NRG. Last, though, was in 2017. So a few things have changed since then in the world. And great to have them here in Houston looking at our hotels, our facilities, to make their time here in Houston the best it possibly can be.
And all this couples beautifully with the 2026 World Cup being here. But, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about one of your great co-workers, mentor, Jamie Roots, who really initially way back began to bring this huge international content here. And look, this is a huge part. I'm not telling you anything about why we are getting the World Cup in 2026.
No question, Glenn. Great friend of both of ours and had the privilege of working for Jamie for over a decade, was really a visionary in our community, saw the opportunities coming from his background in soccer, working in the 94 World Cup, playing and winning national championships at Clemson, coaching at Indiana, building a franchise in the MLS and the Columbus Crew. He knew what the power of soccer was. He was one of the great ambassadors of the game here in the United States, and we've been able to pick up the torch where he left off. And really, I mean, an incredible community effort really built around what he started 20 plus years ago. And, you know, because of that, we have these opportunities like CONCACAF Gold Cup coming here to both venues, like the Soccer Champions Tour and like the 2026 FIFA World Cup. So definitely a collaborative and team effort. A lot of great people in this community, but he certainly was a visionary that helped get us going in the right direction.
He's David Fletcher, president of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Real Madrid and Manchester United coming this summer. The Champions Tour, again, I'll remind you, you get your tickets at Ticketmaster or LSSE.net. Now, we also have the Gold Cup coming, and it's pretty apparent that the Mexico-Honduras game is, and I was talking to a Honduran friend of mine last night, David, and they are so stoked because they absolutely love when it comes to taking on Mexico and trying to slay the giant of CONCACAF. You know, this is a big one. And my understanding, and this is the word on the street, I could be wrong, but there's already 44,000 tickets out for Mexico-Honduras in the Gold Cup.
Probably closer to 50. Who knows? I mean, it's going to be a full house here for that great rivalry renewed, you know, and a pretty good other match to, as part of the doubleheader with Haiti and Qatar opening up their CONCACAF Gold Cups in here in 2023. But, you know, really a huge opportunity to see one of the great rivalries in the sport. You know, Mexico is at the better end of the matchups as of late. But as you know all too well, when you get that type of matchup, when you get a rival right across from you, you generally throw the records out, and it is some of the best competition you will ever see. And then we're looking forward to bringing that event back here, you know, NRG Stadium, hosting more Gold Cup matches than any other building in the country, and along with Shell Energy, continuing Houston's tradition of hosting matches here. All the way back to 2005, the longest and most prolific streak of any market in Gold Cup history, and with good reason. You know, this is such an international market, such a diverse community. You have 9 different teams that will be playing over the course of the 3 event dates here in Houston between the 2 buildings. And I fully expect, and certainly with the help of people like you, would not be surprised if we see 3 sold out buildings and an incredible atmosphere late June and early July.
And there's some great sidelines to the Gold Cup, and there's always stars that emerge out of the Gold Cup. I remember calling the Gold Cup when Alfonso Davies scored, may have been his first ever goal for Canada, and I had the call on that for Fox. But he'll be here with Canada, Alfonso Davies of Bayern Munich. You got a great storyline that brings in the Houston Dynamo with Coco Carrasquilla, who's one of the stars of the Panamanian national team that just fell short of qualifying for the last World Cup. So there's just a lot of great, great interest around the Gold Cup. And, you end up seeing games that just, will announce a new player that maybe people aren't really that familiar with. And that's the beauty of it. And of course, there'll be scouts all over the place for Gold Cup matches. All right. LSSE.net, Ticketmaster. Gold Cup is pretty much synonymous with Houston when it comes to hosting games, David.
Yeah, it really is, Glenn. I mean, not only have we had the privilege of hosting a lot of matches, but we have a number of teams that are going to be in market preparing for the rest of their Gold Cup and international seasons. It's one of the great global destinations for soccer and an overnight success, 25, 30, 50, 60 years in the making, right? I mean, you and I had a chance to visit earlier this week, and there's so many of the early people who helped us early in building Houston into the community is the Bob Yampies, the Eduardo Beltraminis, and the opportunity for us to be around them and to pick their brains and to see what they've seen and what they saw in what Houston could be. It's a lot of fun. And as we head into the World Cup in 2026, Glenn, the content is going to expand significantly. The interest is higher than it's ever been. And Houston, particularly over here at NRG Stadium, we're going to be focused on trying to capitalize on that, bring what the fans want, which is great matches year in and year out as often as we can. And, that's not something that happens by accident, but it's something that we have a great responsibility to continue to curate and keep moving forward. And I'm excited at what we have, not only this summer, but looking towards the future leading up to and beyond FIFA World Cup in 2026.
David, you've done a great job of tapping into the Houston resources and sort of the people with, institutional knowledge where the lens goes back a little bit deeper. You've done a really good job of that. I think you're the leader in that category. I don't think there's any question. How far back do you have to start negotiating to bring a Real Madrid or a Manchester United here? I mean, maybe take my listeners into this isn't like you snap your fingers and people are writing their names and signing contracts. There's so much that we don't know that goes into this that you know. Maybe you can enlighten us with some interesting facts.
Well, I think you have to look at what these are, Glenn. These are events put on by people, and so the negotiation, if you will, starts decades ago. I mean, it really does. It starts with building the right relationships early on, building the trust that we can as a market and as executives can deliver upon what the promoters and the teams expect. And Houston's done an amazing job collectively at delivering on that time and time and time again. But when you look specifically back to this particular match, we had a great vision with the Copa de Lone Star last year, an opportunity for us to really expand our hat as a promoter and get into the space. And we had a fantastic matchup with Manchester City and Club America that set the tone for what we've been able to do this year with Real Madrid and Manchester United. The major European teams are really looking at the United States as a huge, not only financial opportunity, but a brand building opportunity. Not unique to this summer by any means, but the reality is that the 10 to 20 biggest clubs in the world have to be in the United States on a consistent basis. So we've really focused our efforts with the promoters and the clubs themselves on helping to educate them on why Houston is such a great fit for them. The hospitality community, the facilities The world-class venue that NRG is, the attendance that we bring for our matches, the visibility that you have here, the central location, the weather, you know, those are all components that these teams look at, because first and foremost, as you know, there's certainly a commercial element to this, but they are preparing for a very long season ahead. And this is the preseason. This is the opportunity to get new players to begin gelling with the old players, to put in new game plans, to adapt to new coaches and managers. So you need to think about it from the lens of team first. And I think that's a distinct advantage that we at the Texans have, maybe over some in the market that and the Dynamo know this as well too. You know, we are teams. So we understand that this is a preparation first and a commercial element second. And they both do matter. But we work really hard to as a community with partners like Houston First, the hotel community, the Harris County Houston Sports Authority, you know, the Dynamo. We work collaboratively to deliver the type of experience that these teams need to prepare and to enjoy their time in the United States. Real Madrid has been here before. They were here in 2019, you know, and so they were familiar with the experience that we have here. United, their third trip here, but the first since 2017. So, you know, we had conversations with these two teams individually about coming here. We've ended up partnering with the Soccer Champions Tour on this particular event, which is a great showcase event that's launching here in the United States this summer. 8 matchups, 6 teams, 6 great markets. And really, this will be an opportunity on a consistent basis going forward, where we can see these type of matchups each and every summer. And so we were able to bring Madrid and United here in this particular matchup. You know, there's a lot of energy around this particular event. First time these two teams have met since 2018 on any scale. You know, there's going to be a lot of excitement on it. I feel both will be very active in the off season, the transfer windows, and this will be one of the first opportunities to see those players in action. So much like we saw last summer with City bringing Haaland and, you know, the impact he's made, you have an opportunity to see, the new stars, in their very first appearances with their clubs. So I think all that is why these events are exciting and why we continue to pursue them. And, you know, I mean, we fortunately, you know, we're able to pick up the ball coming off of last year's success to be in a position to get another major event this year. But we're on the clock now for next year and the year after that and the year after that already. And you know, our team will be over in Europe this off season. I should say this fall. Continuing to build and cultivate relationships, continue to work with our stakeholders here so that the next opportunity is just as big as this one.
Pretty remarkable stuff. He's David Fletcher, the president of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. And, you know, I'm really glad you brought up the fact that there will be changes, integrating new players, coaches, likely at Real Madrid with Ancelotti. But the other thing is, people sometimes say too much is, oh, these are just glorified friendlies. No, they're not. This is business for these clubs, as you aptly mentioned, to prepare for their season. So, you know, listen, I snuck into a Manchester City training session one time when they were down here, and I can tell you it was all business in that training session. This is not a joke with their seasons right around the corner. I also want to thank you for collaborating with us here on Soccer Matters. As you mentioned, a lot of people in the community, we appreciate it too, with Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, and take a lot of pride in helping to promote all this great content that you bring. Listen, it's like every year you got to raise the bar again. You've conditioned people for the biggest clubs in the world here in Houston, and you got to deliver every year. So I can see why you're already looking out to next summer.
Well, next summer is going to be a busy summer as well. I mean, Soccer Champions Tour is part of a 4-year commitment. We don't know if we'll be a venue for that event next summer, but we're obviously going to put our best foot forward leading up to July to be a part of it. Copa America returns back to the United States as well, the largest tournament in this hemisphere, and a fantastic opportunity to see both South American and North American teams collide. So Houston is very much active in our bid for that. We're working with all the civic stakeholders and community partners to make that hopefully a reality next summer as well. So, and then looking out on the horizon, you've obviously got the CONCACAF Gold Cup in 25. There's a lot of discussion about possibly the FIFA Club World Cup coming in 25 to the United States as a preparation for the World Cup in 26. And then we're on the clock for June of 2026 as the world's eyes will be on the United States and Houston as we host the FIFA World Cup. So it's a lot of excitement on the horizon. That doesn't even begin to touch on all the great things going on over at Shell Energy with the Dynamo and the Dash and the great international games they have around Leagues Cup and their Liga MX partnership. So, Houston is buzzing with the soccer community right now, and rightfully so. So we're going to be doing everything we can to deliver on that expectation, which I know is a high one.
You are delivering. He's David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Real Madrid and Manchester United arrive here for the Champions Tour in the Copa de Lone Star Energy Stadium. It's July 26th. Unreal opportunity to catch these two historic clubs. Tickets at Ticketmaster, LSSE.net. That's Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Eric Ten Hag bringing in Manchester United with guys like Bruno, Marcus Rashford, Antony, Real Madrid. One goes right to Vinicius Jr. and his amazing dribbling wizardry. You don't want to miss it. And the Gold Cup highlight is Mexico-Honduras. Again, tickets, LSSE.net, Ticketmaster. This is dovetailing beautifully with the World Cup logo announcement, which we just saw from FIFA that has touched down here in Houston as well. So, David, as always, thank you very much. Really informative, really fun interview. We will get you back on this show very, very soon.
Glenn, anytime, and thanks so much for all your efforts to support the soccer community here. Look forward to seeing you for both these matches later this summer.
You will see me there. I guarantee you that. Thank you, David. All right, let's take a break here. Again, we'll remind you, Real Madrid, Manchester United, July 26th. Ticketmaster, LSSE.net to get tickets. Also, Gold Cup available there as well. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.